October, of course, means Halloween. Everybody gets excited about that. And plenty of spooky happenings at the Hancock Historical Museum during the month of October. Sarah Sisser is here. And there is this rumor that the museum itself is haunted.
Yeah, I've heard that. Actually, those of us that have been at the museum for a while, we all sort of have our own stories about some interesting things that have happened. We have had two paranormal investigations in the time that I've been at the museum in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they do get a lot of activity, whatever that means, in the attic of the Hull House.
Now, when you say paranormal investigations, you're not like calling in the Ghostbusters here, right?
Not exactly the Ghostbusters, but these are people with a lot of instruments that don't make a lot of sense to me. They do take this very seriously.
Yeah.
And yeah, and so it was sort of an organized effort to have these folks come through the museum. It was interesting. It was fun to kind of play up. But again, they say they get activity in the attic. We've all sort of, at the museum, had some interesting experiences. So.
Yeah. And I suppose it's not all that surprising. I mean, especially for older homes, and the Hull House is a historic home. I mean, a lot of history there.
Yep.
And a lot of history of houses like that have legends that go along with them and some unexplained phenomena.
They absolutely do. And a lot of those homes, you know, when a home has been standing for 150 or so years, it's more than likely that somebody has died in the house. And
right.
So there are legends that go around that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's, this time of year, we do kind of play it up at the Hull House. We've been busy the last couple of days decorating for the Halloween holiday. And I think if we have spirits in the Hull House, they are likely benevolent spirits because we haven't had any really negative interaction.
Nobody has been chased off or anything like that. It seems like the spirits that are there approve of what you are doing.
I hope that's true. Yeah.
A couple of things that are happening. First of all, tomorrow you've got the Brown Bag Lunch lecture, and this is kind of fun.
Yeah, this is fun. This is Joy Bennett, our curator and archivist. She's also the facilitator of our monthly classic movie night.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be talking about the sci-fi films of the 1950s. So we all know them and may or may not love them, but you know, they're kind of cheesy by today's standards. But that's definitely a whole genre, and it's kind of interesting to look at some of the themes of some of those movies are actually still pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how deep you sort of dive into the content of those movies, they are pretty creepy.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about that. And again, we'll have some fun with that on Thursday.
You know, what's interesting is that era of those sci-fi movies, some of them, as they all are, by today's standards, very cheesy and low budget and so on. But for the time, they were pretty, some of them were pretty groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Some of them were deliberately cheesy.
Yeah.
But then there were others that were pretty groundbreaking for their time. So
yeah, and terrifying for their time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's no coincidence that many of those have been remade in the modern era.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A lot to talk about there. It is definitely an interesting time in cinematic history. And as you mentioned, that ties into the
classic
movie night. Yeah.
Yep. And so this month, we typically do classic movie night the third Friday of each month. We have some different things going on with our schedule this month. So it'll be the second Friday, the 14th.
Okay.
And we always start the movie at 7:00. It's free and open to the public. This month, again, fitting with our theme, we're doing Invasion of the Body Snatchers. So if you have not seen this one, you definitely have to come out and watch and get you in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah, again, one of them that has been remade, definitely a 50s classic. And I'm suddenly regretting that we brought up all of the spirits of the house because this is at night.
Yes, but, at night at the historical museum.
But
like
knows?
I said, I think they're benevolent if they're there. So, again, it's a fun date night to kind of get you in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah.
So we provide refreshments and we also provide some fun historical content. So whether or not you're able to make it to our Brown Bag lecture tomorrow, you will get some of that background about 1950s sci-fi if you come to the classic movie night as well.
So you can do both and get the full experience. And then later in the month, again, keeping with the Halloween theme, you have the annual Spooktacular at the museum.
We do, and this has become one of our favorite events at the museum. It's really oriented or directed for our families and children. We have a ton of fun activities, seasonal activities for the kids. It is just $1 admission, and all of our facilities at our main campus will be open. We have pumpkin decorating, cookie decorating. We have a free children's book, Halloween children's book, for the first 150 kids that arrive at the museum. We always get a big turnout for this event. We encourage you to come out in costume, and you'll get a little prize if you come in costume. And you will be able to see that haunted Hall House decorated for Halloween as well.
You know, Halloween is more than many holidays a great tie-in to learning about history, because, I mean, you don't have the spooky stories are all about, you know, historical.
The past. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So. And we've done some fun things throughout the years, touching on some of our local ghost stories. And another fun thing that we do each year is sort of a vote for the creepiest doll, vintage doll that we have in our collections at the museum. So it does definitely play
creepy
to our strengths.
I think they're all creepy.
I totally agree with you, Chris. I don't like to walk through the Hall House at night looking at those dolls, looking at me either.
Would it be fair to say that, you know, maybe some, especially young people, are introduced to, you know, the concept of learning about history through some of those Halloween stories of the past?
Yeah, I actually think that's a really good point. And it's one of the first questions we get when some of the school groups, the younger kids, come through the Hall House. Is the house haunted?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that's a good point. That really probably does help to engage a younger audience in learning a little bit more about history. So certainly this is a good month for us to do that.
Absolutely. So, again, the Brown Bag Lunch Lecture is tomorrow, a special day for the classic movie night this month.
On the 14th, that's right, at 7 o'clock. Don't need reservations for that. Come out and enjoy, free and open to the public. And then Spooktacular is the 22nd, and that'll go from 5 to 8 p.m. Okay. Also, don't need reservations for that, just the $1 admission, but we do get a big crowd.
An awful lot of fun. And we've got a link up on our webpage for more on all of those happenings at the Hancock Historical Museum. Sarah Sisser, thanks very much for dropping by.
Thanks, Chris.